This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. It's Saturday, August 19th, the exhibition. For me, that means that fall is around the corner and summer's almost gone. But let's enjoy every day as it happens. And I am Marilyn Weston, and for the balance of this hour, you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective with me and my team. Each of my team is here to educate you, share their passion, so that you and I can learn from them and make informed decisions with no regrets. The one thing over the years that I've heard in my store, Marilyn's, is if only I'd known you sooner. And then when people deal with the people on my team, they say, if only we'd met them sooner. If only I'd known this before I'd done such and such. So the idea here is preventative medicine. Learn the things that are important to you and that you can share to others. And then when something happens, you'll be prepared. And each of my team offers a complimentary consultation. It's yours for the asking. There's a list on my website, marilyns.ca, and you can always default and call me at 416-416. 504-6777. You'll hear that all the way through the show. But if you forget it, my other business is a store called Marilyn's. So it's easy to just Google or ask information for Marilyn's on Spadina and it will get you directly to me. And last Saturday, we dealt with men's and women's health issues and we spoke with Dr. Ron Mayer of the Full Mast Clinic. And women's health, we spoke with gynecologist Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic. We also heard about omega-3 fatty acids from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic and learned from the experience of others, so with happy stories. And the objective there is that there's always bad news, but what is the good news? The good news is that there's good information and that people go through experiences and challenges and come out the other side with some information to share. And instead of having to walk a mile in someone in your own shoes, you can walk a mile in someone else's issues and benefit from hearing their experiences. So Charles Hanna, the author of Higher, has done that for us every week. Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers, Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, Daniel Wiskin of Total Access Center. They were all with us last week. And as a matter of fact, they're all going to be with us this week as well. And the consultation, some people take trepidation thinking, oh, this is located a little out of the way. I don't want to go and talk for 10 or 15 minutes and spend some time traveling. The fact is that these consultations can be done by phone or if you wish to set up a meeting and have a face-on meeting and put a face to the voice of one of my team, you can do that. The show's website is linked with my store website. It's all under one umbrella, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And as I said, there is a sponsor expert list with all the links so that you can connect with anybody and ask your questions and get your personal answers. Because we're all individuals and our situations are different and our answers can be personal when you ask the question of my experts. Also, if you want to connect with my team, I have brochures and business cards for each of them. And since I work Monday to Saturdays, you're welcome to come to my store, Marilyn's. It's on the second floor at 200 Spadina, which is halfway between Queen and Dundas on the west side. There's lots of local parking and we can direct you if you come. And there's a beautiful one-of-a-kind elevator, a Garaventa elevator to take you to the second floor. It's actually unique and special and we'll explain to you why when we get there. And I share my space with the Total Access Center. So you get a double whammy. You get to experience magical things and what I'm told in my fitting aging room at Maryland's, because people go in one age and come out rejuvenated, and they go in one weight and they come out feeling taller and looking thinner. So it's possible to do those things in an afternoon or a morning at my store, Maryland's. And for past shows, if you wish to share one, or you wish that you've encountered this show earlier and you want to meet some of my team and listen to their pearls of wisdom, then if you log on to marylands.ca, they're all archived there. This show will reach there probably by Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. So once they're there forever. And they're also podcast on Zoomer Radio. So easy to find and listen and learn at your own leisure. And again, my number, 416-504-6777. I'll explain. You have to be a little patient. The only way you can get through to message is to let it ring about 7 times. I've never figured out how it can be faster. So if you do call and you want to reach me, wait, it'll ask you for your message, leave your name and number, and I will personally get back to you and answer your questions and try and give you the answers that you want and put you in touch with the right person. Today, we're going to learn about investing tax efficiently from Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Fairwell Wealth Management team. We're going to learn about breast health from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. We're going to find more happiness and fulfillment with advice from Charles Hanna, the author of Hire. And we're going to have happy stories, starting with one from our hearing aid instrument specialist, Edmund Ivazian, who injured himself and was supposed to be on later in the show and said, Marilyn, I got an appointment with my chiropractor and I won't be able to do the show. So we're accommodating by starting earlier. Nobody wants to forfeit the opportunity of sharing a happy story with me and all of you, my listeners. So I think I have Edmund on the line, and I'm going to say good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to talk about one of our services that people are often surprised to know that we offer. We do house calls. And we regularly visit people in their homes or their care residences when they can't come to us. Every type of device that we dispense, we can service at home. We can even do hearing tests at home. If this is something that a service that you or a loved one need, all you need to do is simply call us and book an appointment. The number to reach us at is 416-754-4327. Now, I also had a happy story to share with you guys this week.
Oh, thank you.
And that is about a young woman who came in for a second opinion. She had recently gone to have a hearing test at the local ear, nose, and throat doctor's office, but she left there with several questions that were unanswered, which was causing her panic and anxiety. So when she came in, we redid her hearing test and sat down. We explained all the results and demonstrated that amplification would help benefit her and at the same time almost eliminate her tinnitus, which is that ringing in people's ears. No more panic, no more anxiety. We took the time with her and helped her understand her situation, and she left very happy.
Well, I know that I've been there and I left very happy, and I've met others who I've sent there who leave very happy. The fact is, you turn no one away because you deal with every brand of hearing aid, all sizes of hearing aid, and you are a hearing instrument specialist with the ability of doing an intensive hearing test on site, right?
That's right.
And, you know, I spoke to your brother. I've never met him. And someone dealt with him, thought they were dealing with you. And I spoke to him and I thought I was dealing with you. So you have similar voices as well.
We do.
Anyway, it's wonderful to know that you do house calls. For anyone at home who needs to have a hearing test, it's possible. I didn't know that, Edmund, so it's good. I don't think too many people do what you do. You really go out of your way to make sure that people can hear their best. And
yes,
I also was at your location. And I looked out your back door and you have a subway station right there. So it's very accessible by TTC. Which subway station is it?
That's the Coxwell subway station.
So anything to do with hearing, if you have hearing aids you're not using, if you have a hearing problem, if you have questions about your hearing, Edmund Ivazian is a hearing instrument specialist, the founder and president of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. There are 2 locations, they're proudly Canadian, and they're there for you, for me, and for anyone who wants to hear their best. The phone number, 416-754-4327. 1-800-327. And Edmund, I hope that your neck is better, and thank you for joining us early and being able to share that happy story.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you. So we're starting with one happy story and jumping right into another. We're going to have a few short messages from my team, and then Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of Faro Wealth Management is going to join us. And we'll also have a discussion about breast health with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, followed by happiness and fulfillment advice from Charles Hanna, the author of Hire, and lots more. So let's get started. A few messages and Leslie McCormick, and all from a woman perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
I'm Jeffrey Kerr with RE/MAX Unique. If you or someone you know with a mobility challenge is looking to buy or sell a home or condominium, I can help. Call 416-928-6833 or visit accessiblehomefinder.com.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, we are very blessed to have Darren Farwell of Farwell Wealth Management Team, Scotia McLeod, here, and we talk about investing money tax efficiently. We get guidance so that we can have comfort and know that we won't outlive our money. And basically, Darren has happy stories that are true stories that give examples of how money can work harder and give better results if you have a plan. Just like I have my From a Woman's Perspective team, Darren has his Farwell Wealth Management team. And because he couldn't join us today, I have Leslie McCormick, who is part of the Farwell Wealth Management team, with me today. So good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, today I'm going to talk about a common concern that I hear about being single in retirement. And particularly, this concern seems to come from single women. What if I need long-term care? Will I be able to afford it? And it isn't really surprising necessarily that this concern comes from women, because 90% of women end up managing their own finances later on in life due to divorce, widowhood, or having never married at all. And of course, we do tend to live longer and actually have longer stays in long-term care when that time comes, if it comes. And so one way or another, over just the past month, this topic has actually come up 3 times. One of the women who brought it up with me has been single her whole life. She's literally done it all on her own. She's very successful. In fact, now she's looking at slowing down, maybe keeping a couple of clients for some contract work, but she's really looking forward to retiring next year at the age of 57. She is going to downsize and is even thinking about maybe renting. And she can retire. She will be comfortable. But she came to an event we held a few years back focused on retirement lifestyle. Things like, it's 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, you're retired, what are you doing? And having worked so hard for so long, she had been thinking about that issue for herself. But what shocked her was when virtually the whole audience put up their hands to agree that their health was their number one retirement worry. Since then, she's thought about it more and more and realized, wow, this really is a big concern for herself. And rightly so. She's single and solely responsible for herself. So as I look to help plan for what if her health and care becomes a problem, there are a few main considerations that as an advisor I have for her circumstances. And first of all, her retirement is well funded, but she only has government benefits as guaranteed income for her lifetime. The rest of her assets are investments and her home. Second of all, the income she's planning for may not actually be quite high enough to cover healthcare costs. And thirdly, she's talking about downsizing or even potentially renting. This means we may not have a backup asset to fall back on should she need care and be running low on assets at that point in time. We don't have a backup plan for her. And so there are a couple of strategies that I'm exploring for this client.
What are they?
Well, the first one is increasing her guaranteed income for her life. Perhaps if she does sell and rent, a portion of the proceeds may go into an annuity, but further down the road, maybe in her mid-60s or so, as we look to increase her guaranteed income to a level that at a minimum would cover the costs of moderate care expenses. And given the fact that if she sells and rents, we lose her backup plan asset, increasing her guaranteed income for life just makes sense, not only in the event of health issues, but also in the event of longevity. It reduces her risk and increases her ability to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired through a potentially long phase of life. The second strategy that we are considering for her is long-term care insurance. Should she decide to go with long-term care insurance, if she requires care, each week she'll receive money from an insurance company to help pay for it. Whether she needs that care in her own home, in a retirement home or assisted living setting, or long-term care facility, the insurance will be there if she needs it. There is enough room in her retirement budget to cover those premiums. So this client has a couple of options to take away the worry of being able to afford potential health issues. She has time, and we will thoroughly go through the options and help guide her as she makes the decision that's right for her. But given that 9 out of 10 Canadians say their personal finances would be impacted if they develop a major health issue, and over 75% of Canadians expect to have to pay for significant health costs, it's an important topic to address. There are options, and as always, the right strategy depends on personal circumstances.
So basically, I've spoken to women and men, but generally because I deal with women as the wardrobe doctor, and they are always worried about whether they're going to outlive their money and how much money they're going to have if they live longer than 90. And I just celebrated a client and friend's 100th birthday, so the potential of living long is on the horizon. And the older you get, the more likely you are to have health implications. So what you're suggesting is that rather than just take things as they come, we plan and maybe look at long-term care insurance and a backup plan. But question to you, this lady's almost 60. Some of us are almost 70. Is it too late to do these things?
You know what? It's never too late to look at someone's personal circumstances and see what options they have. Long-term care insurance, it's still an option at age 70. And, you know, maybe some people need it, some people don't. We might have a different, call it backup plan to help cover those costs if they need them.
So if someone wants to talk to you, I know Darren's away, how will we reach you?
Just give us a call at the one number we always give out. You can reach myself or Darren that way. And that's 416-863-7500.
Well, Darren always says it's never too late to have a plan, and you've just said it's never too late to look at health issues and the impact that has on your income and plan for that as well. So if you're wondering if you can afford the premiums for a long-term care insurance or just how to plan so that if your health declines, you can afford to look after yourself, then call Darren or Leslie McCormick at 416-863-7500. 1-800-273-8101. That's Darren Farwell, Farwell Wealth Management Team, and Leslie McCormick, 416-863-7501. Be proactive, not reactive. It doesn't hurt or cost you anything to get the information. And I believe that you promise free parking and coffee, just like Darren, right?
Of course.
Okay. So it really won't cost you anything. You will win by finding out how your life can be comfortable without money worries and have your money invested tax efficiently. A second opinion, yours. Good information, yours. One call, 416-863-7501. I'm very happy to have you and Darren as part of my From a Woman's Perspective team and look forward to learning more next week. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Have a great weekend. So I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective. And we're going to hear from Dr. Betty Rosendahl. We're going to have our happiness and fulfillment coach, Charles Hanna, and lots more. So you can empower yourself from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
The Bagel House. Montreal-style bagels, boiled and baked in a wood-fired oven. That perfect chewy texture, covered in poppy or sesame seeds. The Classic Bagel. 5 locations in the GTA. Open 24 hours. Visit thebagelhouse.com.
Most stories about Alzheimer's focus on loss. This one is different. Within the shadows of receding memories, Robert Loist was blessed to share time, antics, and laughter with a woman of unbridled spirit. Read A Smile at Twilight by Robert Loist, the story of an unlikely friendship. Order your copy from Amazon, indigo.ca, or at asmileattwilight.com.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic discusses a health matter and tells us how we can approach it naturally. And this week, Dr. Betty, as usual, is back with us. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we going to talk about this week?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about a really important topic revolving around breast health. And when we think about breast health, we're obviously looking at things to prevent breast cancer. But it really starts with the notion of breast density. So a lot of women come into my clinic and they have young women complain, for example, of breast tenderness, for example, before their periods. Older women, postmenopausal women sometimes have more breast density. So the higher the breast density sort of, and we pick this up on ultrasounds and mammograms, it basically refers to what's called fibrocystic breast tissue. And it is hormonally driven. So what we do find is the higher ratio of estrogen to progesterone in women, this corresponds to higher breast density. And this puts women at a higher risk, for example, for cysts, fibrocystic breast, and even breast cancer. So it's really important. I spend a lot of time educating my patients, letting them know about a number of different issues that can affect breast density. And a lot of this comes back to the whole idea about environmental medicine, which, as you know, is a big area in my practice. So there are some very important things that women can really do to really help prevent a breast density from getting too dense. And this starts early in a woman's, you know, lifetime. So it starts when a woman is in puberty, moving into adolescence, into, you know, as a woman matures. A couple of main things that we focus on is really reducing those exposures to chemicals, those estrogen disrupting chemicals that I often refer to, things like bisphenol A. And we do see a lot of products, for example, that are, you know, bisphenol A free, the plastic bottles, those kinds of things. But a lot of what we see is that there's a trend in manufacturing manufacturing to use other softer or plasticizers that have an equal estrogenic effect on the body, which maybe not necessarily be as of obvious in the media, but there's certainly products out there that we need to be aware of.
So you're saying that BPA factor that we're looking for, there are other plastics that aren't good for our body and we've got to be more aware of that?
I would say plastics, anytime you're heating up a plastic, whether it says BPA free or not, is a concern. So whether, you know, typically this time of year in the summertime, you know, we might buy some water in a water bottle and leave it in our car and it heats up. And so there is a leaching out effect of that plastic that basically goes into the water. And, you know, we're all, you know, we don't finish the water bottle, we leave it in our car and it does leach out some of the chemicals in there. So when we think about plastics, phthalates is a big issue. Toxic phthalates, for example, are added to plastics to make them soft, flexible. They're found in building materials, children's toys, balls, all those kinds of things. These actually have an estrogenic and a thyroid disrupting effect on the body. Now, there are things that we can do. So there's chemicals that we're exposed to, but there are things we can do on a regular basis to help us reduce our exposure. So our purchasing power is very important. But just making sure that our detoxification pathways in our liver are working well. So even, you know, I have an infrared sauna, for example, in my clinic. And whether it's exercise or infrared saunas, which is a deeper acting ability for the body to detoxify, really helps the body detoxify toxins. And there are actually some research studies that I actually show patients that show evidence in terms of heavy metals and phthalates and all those kinds of things can be measured in sweat, for example. So perspiring has an amazing ability, drinking water, to eliminate toxins from the body. Using chemical-free products in our house, for example. Sleeping in a dark room is really important because when we sleep in a dark room, it increases our melatonin levels. That's very protective against breast cancer and breast density. A lot of women are on the birth control pill, so this is an estrogen-like effect, has an estrogen effect on the body. So certainly, the longer women are on birth control pills, the more exposure to estrogen they are as they get older.
Now, I'm just going to say that most of my listeners are Zoomers, so we've already passed the time of puberty. And what would you say is outstanding to us in terms of having less breast density? Is there something we should be doing?
Well, certainly for older women, the suggestions that I've made in terms of chemical exposure is really important. What I do a lot of it with my patients is measuring urine estrogen and progesterone levels. So many people in our society, both men, women, children, Zoomers, were all estrogen dominant because of the chemicals that we're exposed to. So knowing what the ratios are and basically allowing the body to detoxify, so there's certain botanicals, Chinese herbs, using saunas, organic foods, all kinds of things that I educate my patients, and sometimes we use supplements as well, to really facilitate the detoxification processes so you're not recycling the estrogens that you're exposed to. Those xenoestrogens, those environmental estrogens, have an effect on increasing breast density and in the long run can increase our risk of breast cancer.
Well, you've pointed out things to watch for, and definitely we want to reduce our estrogen and avoid BPAs and other plastics. I've learned that from you. But you do different kinds of testings for our body. You're aware of elevations and places where we can detoxify. And if someone wants to talk to you because they're concerned about breast health and perhaps this whole thing that we've just talked about, plastics in our body and estrogens, do your complimentary consultation still goes?
Yes, absolutely. Patients can give me a call at the clinic if they want to have a free consult over the phone, or they can come in into the office for a free 15-minute consultation, and they can give me a call at 905-707-2001.
So 905-707-2001. Find the root cause of your health problem. Talk to Dr. Betty Rosendahl of the Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. And the phone number again is 905-707-2001. And I look forward to hearing happy stories from you, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're learning from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
As our parents age, we want them to remain in the home they love. At Retire at Home, we provide nurse-managed home care. Our services are flexible, our team is compassionate, and our care is tailored just for you. Get to know us, retireathome.com. For a free in-home consult, let us at Retire at Home get to know your care needs.
Reverse the signs of aging with the Reversa line of anti-aging products, Maryland's Canadian product of choice when it comes to skin maintenance and repair. Reversa products are recommended by Canadian dermatologists. Available at Shoppers Drug Mart. Tell them Marilyn sent you.
FemRenew by Dr. Faye Weisberg is one of the first clinics in Canada to offer a new non-hormonal vaginal laser treatment for vaginal atrophy due to aging. Learn about the safe, life-changing approach to renewing vaginal health. Visit FemRenew.ca. Let's talk vagina.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
Life isn't a race to see who gets to finish first. Slow down the aging process and return to a state of maximum vitality at Reverse Aging Clinic, where modern wellness technology works in harmony with healing methods dating back 1,000 years. Achieve optimal health and a youthful appearance using Venus Freeze. Learn how at reverseagingclinic.com.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And we are blessed to have a happiness and fulfillment coach on the show. And maybe this month especially, we're doubly blessed because a lot of us find us with young children and questions and confrontations. And last week, Charles talked about a confrontation and how he helped his daughter embrace her strength from it. But I got emails, Charles, and Charles is here with me. And they said, what kind of rules do you set? What kind of boundaries? What do you use as rewards? What do you use as punishments? So people are wondering what to do that is best for their children and their grandchildren. Big question, short time. Do you have a bit of an answer?
Sure. Of course, I was a parent and doubly so. I have an older that's a daughter that's 33. I have another one that's 13. So I've kind of like had a practice run. And although I love my older daughter, she's grown into this beautiful, grounded woman. But let's get to the question quickly. I found, you know, with my older daughter, for example, she meant the world to me, and I wanted her to have the best life possible. And I always tried to tell her about how to protect herself from being not with the wrong people, not doing the wrong things, never touching drugs, away from, you know, the things that can compromise your life and so on. And I set the standards up about the kind of schooling and future and so on. The thing that I learned from that experience is that she loved me and she never wanted to let me down. But she's not perfect, and she made mistakes. But when she made those mistakes, she did not want to share them with me because she did not want to let me down. So in retrospect, as I built these standards and expectations completely out of unconditional love, I mean, I didn't care whether she did them or not. I would have loved her unconditionally anyways. But in her mind, she did not want to let me down, so it separated me from her. And when she got into trouble, she wasn't going to come to me for help because she didn't want to let her daddy down. So that was a really strong lesson. And I found with my younger daughter, I'm using a different kind of technique, and it's actually working really well with her. I mean, my older daughter is beautiful and nothing went wrong. But with my younger one, it is my humility to know that I don't know what's wrong. A lot of things happened in my life that were bad and hurtful, but I became stronger from them. And in retrospect, I don't know whether that was good or bad. I cannot even judge anything that happens, whether it's actually ultimately good or bad for me. So how can I judge what a child should be like? Maybe her ways are different from mine, but she'll turn out to be a better person than me. So I've learned to give my child the room to be who they want to be. I don't have to set the standards about what they should be, how they should act, or even how they handle the way the school work, or how they organize the room, or what they do before or after, how they handle friends. I give them the room, and I tell my daughter, I want you to be who you are meant to be. Maybe you're going to be much better than me. All I want to do is just make sure you don't kill yourself. You sleep well, you don't go on the internet, you do something crazy. But apart from those boundaries that really a child needs protection, and it's important for them to feel like they are protected and you're caring about them, but give them a lot of wiggle room in between. Let them be who they want to be. Let them know that you will love them no matter what they do, what mistakes they made, no matter how they do things differently, because then they will trust you. They will know you're always in their corner. They will feel safe. They will feel loved. And they also come to you when they need help. And that's when you want to be there for them.
So no cages, wide boundaries and big fences and lots of acreage to move in as long as they're protected.
Yeah.
Wonderful message. Thank you. I hope that the people who wrote these emails have comfort and ideas from this because it is something that people have to understand personally. So happiness and fulfillment coach Charles Hanna, you've delivered once again. Thank you. And next week we'll learn more from our happiness and fulfillment coach Charles Hanna. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're learning from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And I'm back with you at 9 after the news. The Garden Show follows, as usual, with Charlie Dobbin and Frank Proctor. I'm glancing at the weather. It's now 17 Celsius, 63 degrees Fahrenheit. And today we're going to have a chance of showers, 60% chance of showers, 24 degrees. Tonight, a low of 15, also a chance of showers. But tomorrow, it's going to be mainly sunny, 28 degrees, and tomorrow night, 18. I glance at the week, and it looks like it's a mix of sun and cloud and lovely weather, but a chance of showers on Tuesday. It's been one of those summers when you need an umbrella, and I'm going to use this opportunity to plug my new umbrellas. I have up umbrellas. They're upside down umbrellas. They have indigenous art on them, so they're beautiful and Canadian motifs, and they're practical and they're quite special. So my umbrella gallery not only has Van Gogh and Monet, it now has Benjamin Chichi and Maxine Noel. There are eight different motifs, and we'll be posting them on the website. I did post them on Facebook, and that brings me to a conversation. I'm trying to learn how to use Facebook, and I've learned that you can get information and like my store by going facebook.com/marilyns.ca. And I would love you to do that and like my store, simply because that way you'll be linked to the store and the show's website and have access to things that we're going to do during the year, events on the calendar, and I'll probably do some specials through Facebook. So if you are learning like me, or if you're Facebook savvy, you might be able to guide me. facebook.com/marilyns.ca, and please like the page. And today we're having an event, and you would have learned about it on Facebook as well as here, because the Happy Healthy Women Collective, is going to be at my store between 1 and 3. And it's not too late to join us if you call. We look like we have about 25 ladies coming. It's at my store, Marilyn's, at 200 Spadina Avenue, which is just north of Queen on the west side. Today, there is a Chinese festival from Clarence to Sullivan Street, so you can't drive south on Spadina Avenue on the west side. You can still use the TTC, and you can still approach us, but the west side, just north of me through up to Clarence, is not available. And when you get to my store, I've had people say to me, well, you're on the second floor. How am I going to get there? I have a walker. The truth is, we have a lovely elevator. It is unique and special, and we can tell you the story about that Garaventa elevator if you like. But if you get to Marilyn's, you can just call us, and we're happy to come down and escort you up. If you have trouble finding parking, we're happy to do that. And today, Natalie Colalido, of the founder of the Women's Collective, is going to speak. And we're also going to have a conversation about fitness and wellness from Christine of Christine's Fitness, who does fitness three times a week at the Total Access Center in my store, Marilyn's. And you're going to meet a new member of the Total Access Center team, Marie, and she's going to do a tour of the center. And I've picked up some refreshments, healthy ones, I might say. So faces to the voices of my team, yes. Information, brochures, loot bags, a fun day if you wish to come between 1 and 3, though we'll be open between 10 and 3, and my magic fitting room is available. So if you wish to come, please call 416-504-6777, the Happy Healthy Women's event today at my store, Marilyn's. I'm also going to let you know that I loaded a rack with $20 it's $10 and up sale specials. There are dresses in linen that were like $250 that are now $50. There are tank tops that are buy one, get one free. The objective is to save you money, to introduce the store, and to help you build a wardrobe that makes sense. And my umbrella gallery, I told you about my new upside down umbrellas. And if you come today or you look at Facebook, you can save an actual $10 on those umbrellas. And some of the The umbrella motifs are Friends by Benjamin Cheechee, Celebration of Life by Francis Dick. There is Leaf Dancer by Maxine Noah. I love giving these umbrellas not only because they're Canadian, but the fact is that if you give an umbrella to someone who is your friend, and you give them a painting on an umbrella that says friendship, it's sort of a triple whammy, and it's quite nice. So people can have everything, but they can get a work of art, something to shield them on a rainy day and cheer them on a rainy day. So I think it's a perfect gift. And my umbrellas at the store start at $5, but the art umbrellas start at $39.95. And next Saturday, just to give you a heads up, Healthy Bra Clinic happening by appointment. It's going to be with Donna Smythe. It is a bra that needs to be not to be explained, it needs to be tried on. There are several styles, all sizes, no pressure on anyone's shoulder because the support happens like a suspension bridge. And if you wish to experience that healthy bra, then please call and make an appointment for next Saturday at that same number, 416-504-6777. And that's a good number for anything you hear about the show. And excuse me, I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, because she has a happy story, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin, who usually sits opposite me and smiles as well, is at Ital Fest in Mississauga, and it's a celebration at 300 City Center Drive in Mississauga, and he's there with Nicole Triano of Retire at Home, booth number 27. So if you want to put a face to the voice in that direction, then you'll be able to hear more about that show in just a few moments. So take a moment, hear a couple of messages, and then we'll hear the voices and speak to Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile, and Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center, and of course me, Marilyn Weston, all from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Bedroom, bathroom, living room, every room. Shop for the home from your home at Flatow Home. Everything from duvet cover sets to original artwork by Andy Donato. Shop online, ship for free. Conditions apply. Details at flatohome.com. Inspired style, better living.
Is ED getting you both down? Let the proven sonic wave therapy get your sex life back to full mast. Drug-free, surgery-free, pain-free. No referral needed. Full Mast Men's Health Clinics. Book your free consultation at fullmast.ca.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
I'm Jeffrey Kerr with RE/MAX Unique. If you or someone you know with a mobility challenge is looking to buy or sell a home or condominium, I can help. Call 416-928-6833 or visit accessiblehomefinder.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Yes, that number gets me 24/7 because when I get a message, I check the messages first thing in the morning and I make those calls daily. So you will not be neglected. And if for any reason you fall through the cracks, definitely call again because I do return calls and it would be an error of omission. So 416-504-6777. And I hope that Daniel Wiskin says good morning when I say good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning. So Total Access Center won't have you today, but Marie will be there for the women, the Happy Healthy Women's. And you're out in Mississauga. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'll be heading to Ital Fest. It's an Italian festival at Celebration Square. It's right next to Square One Mall. That's the kind of the biggest landmark. So I'll be there from about 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. I would suggest you come visit me at my booth. I've been talking about all these funding programs, and especially for people that live in the Peel region, I'll have all the information that you need on a piece of paper so you can see how much income you need, how much your property value needs to be worth, and that way you have an opportunity to get $15,000 towards renovations in your home. So if you come visit me at the booth, I can explain everything. I'm actually going to be bringing a rollator with me as well
with all the bells and whistles. So there's cup holders on it. We have new straps in stock, and it's just a good conversation piece. And if you are in need of one, you can see exactly how we sell them and how it's all done.
So you're going to be at a booth. I wrote it down because Nicole called me yesterday. Booth number 27?
Yes, I'll be. The actual booth is under Retire at Home. So if you're looking for Total Access Center, they won't tell you that we're there. We're actually partnered with Retire at Home. So if you are coming to the show, ask for where Retire at Home is, and we are sharing the same booth, Total Access Center and Retire at Home.
So I'm telling people they can put faces to the voices. But generally speaking, you have a happy story for us. Besides being happy that you're at the Ital Festival, what else is happy about this week? Got a story?
Well, I've got a couple. And first, the first one is actually that the applications that are going out for these funding programs, that's Toronto Renovates and Pure Renovates, I'm hearing that they're actually getting in contact with the people that are applying, and now they're in the queue. It's going to take a few months before you get an actual home visit and an assessment by the government and the funding agency. But the great news is people are getting in the queue, so they're getting lined up to getting this funding money, Maryland. So this is great news as it's actually coming to fruition.
And the door isn't closed yet, right?
The door is not closed yet. Actually, for Peel Renovates, the door is closing August 30th. So you need to get that application in as soon as possible. For Toronto Renovates, as soon as the funding runs out, that's it. They don't really announce it to the public. It just kind of happens, and then there's no more funding left. So it's important that you get it out as soon as possible.
So you have the forms for Peel Renovates and Toronto Renovates with you today. And
yes,
in general, if somebody wants to sit down with you and figure out where they're going to spend their money and get the funding, you're still offering that as a service as part of your Total Home Safety Check?
Yes, it's a very important service that we still offer with the Total Home Safety Check. So if you are interested in just getting your home assessed, that is the Total Home Safety Check. I come out and I do a top-to-bottom assessment of your entire home. So if you're having trouble in your bathroom currently, you have a big soaker tub, your toilet's too low, you don't have the correct grab bars because you think they're safe, but they're really not, I come out and I assess all that, and I provide solutions to help you get through some of these issues that you're having. So it's usually an $89.95 value. That's what I charge, because I come over to the house, I do the entire assessment, and then I document what we go through. So if you have wonky stairs and you don't have any railings, I'll take a picture to remind you that that's what's needed in that specific area, and I'll give you a general idea on a document of how much it's going to cost to make those repairs, make the renovations, or if it's just the simple product, I can also include that in my report. So that's an $89.95 value. If you're interested in having this assessment, the first three callers will get it free today. I'm in a good mood because I'm going to the festival, and I want to extend this to anybody that's coming as well. But that's my offer for today.
So how do we reach you if you want to talk about home safety, identifying hazards, and getting some funding to make it happen? Lovely to have the government pay for our safety and security.
Absolutely. Please call me directly at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And in terms of products, I noticed that you had this huge box sitting next to your desk. It looked like something that needed to be unwrapped. And what was it? Daniel, can I be nosy?
You know what? This is an interesting one because this is something we typically don't do, but we go the extra mile for our clients. So I got somebody call in. They're actually a wheelchair athlete for basketball. And he asked specifically for this this basketball wheelchair model that we don't typically stock. So we sourced it out for this gentleman. We got it custom made. And now that's that huge box sitting upstairs, Maryland. And we're going to be delivering it to this gentleman on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. So he's super excited. This is a wheelchair Olympic athlete, and he's going to be ordering the chair from us. So we are able to do that. If you have any specific needs, I'm talking to the people out there that maybe they don't think they know what they want, and they want it to get it sourced from Total Access Center, we'll go that extra mile to try to find exactly what they're looking for.
So that same phone number, 647-206-6409, to ask questions about accessibility, about dealing with challenges, and also about your home. And that home can be an apartment or a condo, right?
Yes, it can be an apartment, it can be a condo, it can actually be a business. We actually do AODA assessments. So if you don't know really what the new guidelines are and what the new codes are coming into place, we can do a different assessment just for your business to make sure you're up to par so you don't get in trouble from the government or you don't have people complaining when they're coming into your business. We'll make sure the bathrooms are accessible, the doors are wide enough. That's a separate assessment. So I'm glad that you mentioned that.
So Total Home Safety Check, first three callers, no $89.95 fee. Can you throw in a reacher?
I can. I can throw in a reacher for each of the first three callers, so I'll bring that with me.
Okay. And a phone number to start the conversation with anything to do with creating a forever home and a safe home, or for looking after your own personal safety and needs, from anything from a cane to a walker to hospital beds, you name it, Daniel can get it, 647-206-6409. The Ital Fest, the booth with Retire at Home, look for Nicole Troiano and Daniel Wiskin. Anything we've forgotten before I run off to speak to Lori?
I think we've covered it all, and I can't wait to hear what Lori has to say.
Okay, so I'm going to let you run so that you can get to be at the show on time, 11 to 5 o'clock today in Mississauga. Funding papers in hand. Are you doing a draw?
I will be doing a draw. I'm actually going to be giving away a free cup holder. So if you actually want to fill that out for your walker or your wheelchair, I'll be giving that away, as well as a free Total Home Safety Check with some extra benefits as well.
Such enticements, and you're always so pleasant to deal with. And I'm really happy to get happy stories from people you've dealt with, Daniel. They come into the Total Access Center and up to my desk and speak to me and speak well of your projects. I know one couple had a little bit of a glitch, and you were there day and night and fixed it, and they're now happy too. So perfection can happen. It's an evolution of making things happen at the Total Access Center. Thanks, Daniel, for making my life easier too.
Thank you so much, Megan. Okay.
You know, when people aren't happy, they let me know. And when they're happy, they let me know. And I'm happy to say that on this show, when we talk about happy stories, there are many, many, many happy stories from all of the members of my team. So if you have a question and you want an answer and you're looking for solutions, feel free to call me at 416-504-6777. And I'll help put you in touch with the right expert that'll give you a complimentary consultation and help you take the steps you wish to take at the speed you wish to go. And talking about speed, I have Lori Bell, who's a senior move manager, which means that she does the A to Z of moving. And I have questions for Lori.
Okay.
Moving seniors with a smile. We talked with Darren Farwell, with Leslie McCormick about financial planning, and they say it's never too late to plan. But is it ever too soon to plan a move? Is my question to you.
Actually, the earlier the better. And it's interesting because we're finishing up our summer moves, of course, over the next couple of weeks. And we're also looking ahead for the fall moves. And it's interesting. I think people have an emotional reaction to the end of summer. And they think, okay, I'd like to move this fall, but I'm going to deal with it after Labor Day. I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my summer. And really, my advice to them is at least get us in for a consultation so that we can start to talk about how to strategically make it happen for them. It's really, you know, it's a customizable situation. And I was glad to hear Daniel, you know, going the extra mile as usual for people to make it happen for their particular needs. And we'll do the same thing at moving seniors with a smile. But whether that involves getting rid of things, arranging for donations, sometimes it's online auctions, sometimes it's arranging for cost-effective junk pickups. So sometimes it's a combination of all three. And we really do the best thing we can do for each client. And we're working with a number of very large homes right now where people have been living in them for 30, 40, 50 years. They've collected a lot of stuff. So it can be overwhelming for the older adults. It can be overwhelming for their families. And we're happy to make it seamless for everybody.
So if someone's planning a move even a year from now, is it too soon to have that consultation and to make a plan?
No, it's actually great to do that. And it really allows me to work with them very gradually. So maybe, you know, once a week, maybe once once a month. Maybe it's just touching base to do effective space planning. Some of my clients move into condos where they're doing renovations. And you know, as Daniel knows, it's better to do it right, think ahead what you really need, and not to just think about the finishes, but think about the practicalities of people's needs going forward.
So no if-onlys. But what if someone's sitting there and all of a sudden it is going to be Labor Day and they've got a move planned for the beginning of September and nothing done? Is it too late to talk to you? Will you help them?
Depends on how much needs to be done, to be honest. Yeah, because we can turn things around, you know, in 4 days if we need to, if it's an emergency situation. But we never like to do that. It tends to create stress for the person, even though they're trying to reduce stress. So we want to make it as easy as possible for people.
So consultation, whether a move is nearby and on the horizon or a year out, not too soon or too late to talk to Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. And your phone number, Lori?
It's 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Have the conversation, don't panic, and know that Lori Bell and every one of my team have been there and done what they've done before. So they can take your hand and walk you through something. You don't have to rush, and you won't have to say, if only I'd known, because you will know and you'll be able to make an informed decision.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lori. And I look forward to learning about the myths of moving and how you dispel them next Saturday.
Yes, yes. That'll be good. That'll be fun.
So thank you, Sebastian, for production. I'm going to wind down. I'm going to thank my team because each of them go out of their way. They walk that extra mile so that my listeners can get the information they need and the help that they need in the way that they want it. So I thank them all for that. And I thank you for listening. And I thank the people who are very special to me who come down. Last week, a lady drove in just to get Dr. Fay's brochure. So it's very nice to meet people and put faces to my audiences. To my listeners as well. And 200 Spadina Avenue today, the Happy Healthy Women event. And the first caller who calls to have me as the wardrobe doctor, because I am a personal stylist, will be able to book an appointment going forward anytime in the next season. And you will get $25 off your purchase, plus a special selected gift for me, as well as loot bags. Everyone gets a loot bag when they come to Maryland's, but this will be special. So feel free to think about your fall wardrobe and put a look together by calling me at 416-504-6777. Don't forget, it'll ring a while, but you can leave your name and number and I will get back to you. I fit all sizes, ages, and lifestyles, and magic happens in my fitting room. You'll be rejuvenated, you'll look your best, you'll look taller and thinner, and you'll feel wonderful. I promise. It is magical, and I love being there, and I hope that you will. And don't forget today's event. And next Saturday, we're going to learn how to invest tax efficiently with Darren Farwell. Then Senior Move Manager Lori Bell is promised to dispel the myths around moving. Home Care Specialist Nicole Troiano is going to join us. And we're going to have the scoop on funding your home improvements with Daniel Wiskin and hear about that show. So lots to learn from a woman's perspective. Have a great day, enjoy your week, and stay safe until we speak again right here next Saturday morning at 8 on Zoomer Radio. Bye-bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.